This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
The most fun that you can have in Southern California is not going to the Hollywood sign, it's not going to the beach, it's not even going to Disneyland. In fact, the real happiest place on earth is the Marketing Impact Academy live event, which is happening on October 14th through the 16th here in beautiful, sunny Southern California. You can attend a weekend of some of the most valuable business building education you are ever going to learn, as well as have the most fun weekend of your life having dance parties with all of Team Johnson and all of the experts who we are bringing on to speak to you and teach and train you. And you can attend by visiting shaleen.com/live. Prices are currently, at the time that you're hearing this, more than 50% off, but that is going to change very soon. So again, visit shaleen.com/live. And let me say, I am so hyped to see you in person on October 14th through the 16th here in Southern California. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we're going to talk about 8 tips to improve your search engine optimization, also known as SEO on Instagram. For those of you who don't know, a recent study came out showing that over 50% of people who are 25 years or younger prefer to search for things on Instagram and TikTok rather than Google. That means Google, which many people think of and use as the world's number one leading search engine, is now being outpaced by Instagram and TikTok, two social media apps, when it comes to looking things up, finding and discovering things. And that's just not finding content, that's searching for things online. So search engine optimization absolutely matters. And basically, the easiest definition for what SEO is it's a way to improve the discoverability of your content. It's a way to optimize your content, your reel, your story, your post, or your account in general, in order to rank higher or show up first in these search engines that are built into Instagram and TikTok. So today, we're going to talk about 8 tips to improve your SEO on Instagram. And really, all of these 8 tips center around the same idea, which is that you need to be strategically including keywords. What is a keyword? What do I mean by that? Basically, any word that relates to your niche or your industry is a keyword. Any word that you use that would be something that someone would be looking up is a keyword. For example, let's think about a very easy example. My niche is organic Instagram coaching. So if I use organic Instagram growth or coaching or the word hashtags or reels, or I talk about getting more views or going viral, these are all keywords. These are all searchable terms. If I talk about how I made a funny typo in my bio and I spelled Instagram as Instageme, Instageme would not be a keyword because Instageme is a word that I made up. Basically, any word that you type that would be searched for is a keyword. So don't overthink it. Don't drive yourself crazy. Is this a keyword? Is that a keyword? Basically, any word that would be searched for, any word that relates and is a general term for your content, for your industry, or for your niche, that's a keyword. And you're going to want to strategically include certain words, certain keywords in the following 8 areas of your Instagram, because the following 8 areas are what the artificial intelligence uses to categorize your content and uses when someone searches on Instagram and or TikTok. All right, number 1 is in your spoken audio. So anything that you actually say, if you're, let's say, recording a video, that would be included in the search engine optimization. Because Instagram has the ability to essentially listen to your content, transcribe it, and know the words that you're saying, if you are saying words that can be used as keywords, that can improve your search engine optimization. And this also goes for any text posts that you're making on Instagram. So let's say you post a great quote. Instagram can read the quote, even though it's in the actual picture. It can read the quote and use those words from the quote as SEO keywords. Imagine that you could essentially guarantee that your customers will see what you have to say. With simple texting, reaching your customers doesn't need to be hard. While email marketing and social media posts are only read by a fraction of your audience, text messages, on the other hand, have a 98% open rate. Better yet, 94% of texts are read within the first hour after being delivered. That's crazy. Simple texting makes it easy, fast, and affordable to reach lists of contacts, have two-way conversations, and even send automated responses. Also, there are so many ways that you can use texting, whether it's to set up appointment reminders, announce sales, run polls, text for info, text to win competition, send files, and pretty much anything else that you can think of. Plans start at $29 per month, but you can try out simple texting free for 14 days and see what happens when your audience doesn't ignore your message. It only takes a few minutes to create your account and start sending. Get 500 free credits today by texting the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to 833-2-TRY-SMS. Again, that's 833, the number 2-TRY-SMS. Area number two to focus on is the text that's on the screen. So this is similar to what you've spoken, but the actual text or words or anything that you add to your videos or to your pictures or to your content, that can be discovered by Instagram and thus be used to improve your own discoverability on Instagram. Area number three is in your caption. So any keyword that you type in your caption is searchable on Instagram. That doesn't mean that every single word you type becomes like a searchable title would on YouTube, but it helps Instagram categorize your content and helps Instagram show your account to the types of people who might be interested in it. Area number four is in your comments section. Not just the comments that you are leaving, but also the comments that other people are leaving. So if your followers are leaving thoughtful, engaged comments that use keywords relating to what it is that you do or your industry or your niche, that will improve your searchability on Instagram. Area number five is in your bio. And one of the cool new updates recently is you don't even have to include a hashtag to make that keyword an actual keyword in your bio. Like I've seen people adding, you know, hashtag mom blogger into their bio. You don't need to put a hashtag in front of it. Just putting the word mom blogger makes that term a searchable keyword. Any word that you put in your bio can be used as a keyword. Location number six, where Instagram looks to find out what your Instagram is all about, is in your hashtags. Now, y'all know I'm not the biggest fan of hashtags. I think that they're, generally speaking, less reliable and less effective as a growth tool today compared to what they were years ago. But with that being said, hashtags can still help you in this area, and hashtags can still help you in the general sense. They're just not something that I would recommend stressing out over. And I want you to apply that, what I just said, to this entire episode that you're listening to. Don't stress out over keywords or SEO on Instagram. Just use words that generally relate to your niche or your industry. Make sure that you're using terms that are searchable, that are generic and general, not words that you made up or that are only understood by a few people who already know you. And in that way, your Instagram will be search engine optimized.
I think the number one reason why people aren't able to like launch their thing or have a successful side hustle or really even scale their business the way that they need to is because they really struggle to know what is my niche. And people think that niche is their industry. Well, like I'm in fitness, that's my niche. No. That's an industry. Even if you were to say I'm a personal trainer, well, that's a subcategory of an industry. But your niche is something very specific. It is specifically what you do within that category, within that industry, that is unique and nuanced to you. And people are so afraid to do this because they think if I niche down too much, well, then aren't I going to exclude certain customers? I'm telling you, you need to niche down. And if you know that too, but you've struggled with it, I want to invite you to do a workshop style training that myself and Brock have created that literally walks you through the questions you need to ask yourself. And we give you enough time to answer those questions so you can fully understand, like really drill it down and get really clear about your niche, who it is you serve, how it is you're different, what makes you unique. This is what's going to take your business, your side hustle, whatever it is, to the next level. This workshop is free and it shouldn't be, because it's one of the most valuable things that you can walk through. It's one of the most valuable things you can identify. You can attend this training for free right now by going to instaclubhub.com /niche, N-I-C-H-E. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/niche. And do yourself a favor when you're watching this, make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper and no distractions, because this is a next level training. Again, instaclubhub.com/niche.
All right, area number 7 where Instagram looks is in your title. And your title is the term that I use to refer to your Instagram name. Not your username, but your Instagram name. And this name line is the bold text that shows up below your profile picture on Instagram. That's known as your name. And so for most people, they just put their first and last name on this line. But as you now know and hopefully understand, if you just put your name on that line, then the only way that someone can search for and find you is if they know your name. So instead of putting your name, let's also put a title or a searchable keyword that people can use to find your account. For example, I currently have Instagram Growth Coach. That is a very searchable keyword. For a long time, I had Instageme Growth Coach because I spelled Instagram wrong. That was not a very searchable title. When I first started on Instagram, I had Brock Johnson as my title. Well, that, of course, isn't very searchable unless you are specifically looking for me. But my name, Brock Johnson, is already in my username, so I don't need to redundantly have it in my name line as well. Instead, I can put a title on that line. And then the final area is, of course, the username. The username is the most searchable thing on all of Instagram. More searchable than your hashtags, more searchable than any of your content. The username is the number one way that people can search for and find you, your account, and your content. So if you can incorporate some sort of keyword into your username, that's flipping awesome. Like KellySmith_fitness, JoeSchmo_finances, BrettJohnson_soccer, whatever that keyword is that relates to your account, general, searchable. It also helps people, before they even click on your profile, know what it is that they're going to expect from you and your account. So if you can work those into your username, that's even better. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you can implement some of these tips into your own Instagram to hopefully reach some more people, get some more views, grow your following, and grow your business, and ultimately build your tribe. And until next time, happy networking.